Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because I've given this warning before, and they just stepped it up, and they're going to tell you about this now, so it'll look like it won't be a shock when it happens, and it will be. But please like the video, subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Native Path, and but let's get right into it. For the last 4+ years, I have talked, earlier and earlier and earlier, say that 3 times fast, about the shopping seasons and how, we keep getting these warnings about how this year is going to be different. Now, with the pandemic, shopping was off tremendously. Now, what's happened is that as things get better in the economy, as people start to spend money, they compare things to 2020 and 2021. Well, you really can't do that because people were locked down, people didn't have work, things like that. Well, now we just got the warning for the shopping season, the holiday shopping season. You can sit there and say, wow, Dan, you're talking about this in September. No, this is the sign of the times with the economy. It's this simple. Hey, listen, we're not going to have a good shopping season and it's going to be off compared to 2018. 2018. Well, that was the last year we had real prosperity when you think about it. So to sit there and talk about how 2018 was somehow a bad year or a good year is crazy. Okay? So 2019, things were building up. 2020, all hell broke loose. And the rest of it from there. So I'm gonna give you guys this little view for a second. Now, they are talking about sales being off, and they're going to go up this year, but they're only going to go up 2% as compared to last year. They went up 4.3%. Last year was a spending boom. Now, here is the thing. The consumer is tapped out right now. Consumers have no money. They just don't. Credit cards are tapped. Everybody is completely spent. And what you have is you have a consumer that is just basically out of gas. They're not working as much. People are getting laid off. People aren't getting the hours. And it is crazy. Think about this. You have the world competing for less hours. I have so many people that are writing me, telling me about different places that they work at that, Dan, we're only getting 30 hours a week. Dan, we're not getting a full-time wage right now. And the reason for that is that it's making it so that they don't have to pay people, benefits. They don't have to pay them overtime, of course. And, it's just one thing after another to remind everybody of how bad it is. Now, all you have to do is look at yourself and realize that shopping is bad. There is a Whole Foods in Tustin, California that I like to shop at. It's in a place called The District. And the reason why I like to shop there is they have 7 restaurants in this one store. They've got a smoker, they've got full produce section, but they have everything organic and regular and all that stuff. But they have heads of the departments. So if you go to get Mexican food, they've got somebody there to talk. You can ask questions about the Mexican food, the sushi and the Japanese food, ramen, all that stuff. They've got somebody there that you can talk to about that stuff. It is absolutely amazing. Is it expensive? Yeah, it's outrageous. And I wouldn't shop there on a regular basis because of how bad it is. And the thing about that place is the value of going there is the fact that you have, like the smoker, like they'll smoke briskets every day. So if you want this much, brisket for a single man, you can go get it. I can go get chicken that's already been cooked for Rosie. Things like that. It's just fantastic. Okay. But Dawn sent me this, and Dawn contributes a lot. But she sent me this. Look, you can save 5%. And it's so outrageous that it's not saving money. It's hey, things are marked up 25%, but we're going to knock off 5 for you. People are fed up with shopping like this. And what you're going to see this holiday season is you're going to see less variety. You're going to see when it comes to the holidays themselves. Let's start with Halloween. Yes, it's next month, but in July, places like Home Depot had their holiday gear out. and they started to put Halloween stuff out. Now, talking to the managers at Staples, Walmart, and the Home Depot, they all told me the same thing. There's going to be less supply of this year. If you want it, buy it now. They all three said the same thing, because you're going to see tremendous markdowns if stuff is left, but they're going to have basically about 30% of what they've had in the past. You're going to see this with the Black Friday deals too, because last time with Black Friday, it was no big deal. Walmart a year ago at this time, when I start talking to these guys, they're like, we're doing nothing special. We're not worried about extra staff. We're not worried about extra product in the store. It's just going to sell out and it's going to be no big deal. Now, back in the day, 2018, let's go back to that year. My daughter was reminding me of how, hey, let's on Black Friday, Thanksgiving night, hey, let's go down to Walmart and see how crazy it is. We went to the Walmart in Irvine, California, and there was not a line out the door. And then when you walked in, there was a line through the store of people shopping. And the crazy thing about this is that they were waiting for pallets of TVs and different discount items that are no longer going to be there. You're not going to have it. People don't have the money to shop like this. So, okay, thank you. They're kicking me out of the pool area. Okay, so with that being said, you've got, I'm just going to walk back up, okay? I'm going to walk back up. Thanks. Okay, you got it. So, I'm at Green Valley Ranch. It's beautiful. But, anyways, the whole thing is there's going to be less. There's going to be less demand. People have less money. And what this does, by giving us this warning now, what it does is that it's going to be, when it's a shock to the system, when sales are completely off, then you can't sit there and say, oh my gosh, who knew that it was going to be this bad? We all knew it was going to be this bad. Talked about it in September about how bad shopping is going to be. But when you talk about $1 trillion worth of shopping, that's still a tremendous amount of money. The problem with it is that people don't need crap. Don't waste your money on things that people don't need. The best gifts are thoughtful gifts. Don't spend money that you don't have. Don't borrow yourself into a gift. I'm telling you, it's going to be a bleak 2025, and you have to be ready for this. And the thing that people don't understand is, as we get warnings like this, and as you talk to people that work at places like that, let's face it, guys, it is absolutely going to be a completely off year. It really is. And I found another article talking about how you've got different things that are affecting it. Yeah, the Olympics affected it. Did you guys change your shopping habits? Did you not go out to eat because of the Olympics? Who cares about the Olympics? That was an absolute joke. I mean, it didn't affect my life at all. I'm glad it was over with. Oh, okay, we can get back to regular TV. So with that being said, that's what you have to look at. Now, the next thing is the election. You're going to have the election affect everything. That I believe. I believe that people are kind of interested in this right now over other times of the year. So with that being said, you know, get yourself ready. If you want something, they're going to have less of it. The Staples manager said, if we would normally have 24 computers, we're going to get 6. Same thing was said at Walmart. If you want it, get it. Now, my philosophy also is that if you're going to go out and buy yourself something, research it and get the best deal possible. But this is going to be bad. And this is the thing, is if you're selling anything and you're relying, oh my gosh, Black Friday is going to save us, it's not going to save anybody this year. So get ready for that. Let's talk about our sponsor, Native Path. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These are all warning signs on the side of an ibuprofen bottle. When you take any ibuprofen, it does one thing. It just masks the biggest problem, which is inflammation. Now, what Native Path does is Native Path hits the root cause of inflammation. And what it does with, it does it by using omega-3 fatty acids. And they use naturally caught krill and it's the highest level of omega-3 fatty acids. If you go to getnativepath.com/Dan, use the link below, you can get yourself some Native Path. Ibuprofen is incredibly expensive. Native Path is absolutely, you know, inexpensive compared to it. Plus, they have it on sale right now for iAllegedly subscribers. So check it out today. But think about this. As we get older, these are things we're not even supposed to take as we get older. So look at Native Path today. They've been a great sponsor. So many people have ordered this, but try it today. Get yourself Native Path. Get rid of the inflammation in your body. GetNativePath.com/Dan. Use the link below to check it out today. We've all seen those commercials on TV about how there is identity theft with people that own properties and houses, and people put deeds on houses that they're not supposed to. How about this one? There is a guy, Craig Adams, that lives in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. And this man has a mansion, 8,300 square feet. Huge. Okay. It's worth $4.25 million. And he found out recently, he's a dentist, very successful, that Dawn Magnum had transferred the title into her name. And with that transfer, she's now selling the house. So the house that the guy lives in, his beautiful mansion, he's trying to get in his name. The only problem is he does not know this woman. This is that, just like that commercial you've seen on TV, where you sit there and you go, wait a second, how can somebody do this? They did it to this guy. Read the New York Post story below, because it is crazy. They just took this guy's home and stole it and then listed it as if it was her own. Now, who's the real estate agent, the listing on this one? Let's go sue that person. Here is the thing. I am telling you, there is a world of wussies. See, I can't say certain things on this channel. That I am telling you, I would show up at that broker's office with Big Ed and Large Lewis, and you'd have a situation going on that I would want to explain to me on who Don Magnum was. So that's me, okay? But you decide what you think should happen with this situation. I mean, it is crazy that we're seeing all this fraud get perpetrated over and over again, and we're not supposed to question it in any way, shape, or form. So I love stories like this. The 15 worst insurance companies. Now, I'm not going to bore you and go through the entire list, but here's what's funny is number three is Farmers, number two is Kemper, and I have a buddy of mine that works at Kemper, and he's a great guy. He's in the commercial division, but he always, we're the best company, we're the greatest. So I can't wait to send him this article just to say, hey, did you know this? Number one is Plymouth Rock Insurance Company. You can read the list. I don't want to go through the whole list with you guys. Will there be a half point interest rate cut? Who cares? Who cares? Is this going to make you spend more money? Is it going to give you more money in your pocket so that you can go out and you can live comfortably? No, no, it's not. Make it a full, just make it a 1 percentage point drop. And will this affect the stock market? Experts say things are cooked in, and experts say that no, it's going to make things a living hell. So we'll see. We'll see. But again, remember this. You have an economy that's completely upside down. You have an economy that people are tapped out. People are not going out. You've got a resort here. Yes, it's morning. Yes, it's dead. And the guy says pool area opens at 10. Okay. But it's dead, guys. It's dead. Dead, dead, dead. So let me know what you think about all this stuff. Please do not forget to sign up for our email list, because there is going to be an email coming out this week, and you don't want to miss it. If you go to this QR code, if you put your phone on that QR code and take a picture of it, it will take you and you can sign directly up to the email list too. Plus, we have a private channel called iAllegedly Live, and you sign up there by going to iAllegedly.tv, and the link is below for that as well. Check that out today. Now, Bank of Japan, they issued a bold statement yesterday, and the bold statement was this. Yeah, we may, in September, we're not going to lower interest rates, but But you can guarantee we're going to raise interest rates between now and the end of the year because of how bad things are globally. Huh. So who cares what they do here? Seriously. The world is having a difficult time right now. The world is having a very difficult time. Boar's Head, the meat company, remember, the high-end meat company that everybody thought was the greatest meat company in the world, they have shut down their plant that started the entire problem. And, 57 people hospitalized, 9 people dead already. I mean, it's just their Jarrett, Virginia facility that made all the high-end meat. Great. We knew this was going to happen, guys. We knew it was going to happen. But I've had grocers, I've had deli owners, I've had small shops that, think about this, you own a small deli, you know, I don't know if you're worthy of selling Boar's Head. Huh? Okay. Good luck. People that have been denied by that was the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Don't ever forget that. I'm going to end this video with these last two stories. And the first one is Wi-Fi on planes. Do you care if you get free Wi-Fi on planes? United Airlines just did a huge splash where they're announcing, if you fly United, we're going to have Starlink and you're going to have internet from beginning to end. It's like, we don't get food, we don't get service, we might as well get free internet. So, okay, thanks, guys. But will that make you fly United? Honey, let's fly United, because no. Pink Floyd, it's the final story. The rock band is looking to sell their catalog. Now, understand this. When you are a musician and you have music, there are different publishing rights. You get the rights to the songs, you get playwrights, you get the writers get a little bit. And every time it plays in the radio, somebody gets paid. If it streams on certain platforms, you make money, but you make a lot less. And there was a guy that scammed that, and I'll do that story on another video. But Pink Floyd is going to sell their entire catalog, it looks like, for as much as $500 million. Now, these are old men, okay? You know, somebody this last week was like, David Gilmour's thinking about touring again. Oh, my God, who cares? Who cares? Okay? So, $500 million. Now, the trivia question that I want to ask you guys is, who was the first musician to do this? Do you guys know who it was? David Bowie. $55 million he got as an advance. But he kept his rights, and his family has his rights today. So, join the email list, Onward and Upward. One's going out this week. Please email me at hello@iallegedly if you need anything. If you want to send me stories, I appreciate each and every one of you. And onward and upward. But guys, just get yourself ready. Get yourself ready for darker times. They're coming. Okay? And it's not, you've been warning us for 2 years about this. No, guys. I'm ready for this. So don't worry about me. Get yourself ready, guys.